ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 7 Texts 53 and 54. Sri Bhagavan Uvacha. Brahma Bandur Nahantavya. Atatyai. 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 Vadarhanaha. It's on the board also if you need it. Vadarhanaha. Atatthayi Vadarhanaha.
Atatthayi Vadarhanaha.
Mayaivo Bhayam.
Mayaivayam.
Amnatam.
Amnatam.
Maya Mayaivo Bhayan Atma Amnatam.
Mayaivo Bhayam Amnatam.
Mayaivo Bhayam Amnatam.
Mayaivo Bhayam Amnatam.
Paripha. Anushasanam.
Anushasanam.
Paripha. Anushasanam. Paripahyanushasanam. Paripahyanushasanam.
Paripahyanushasanam.
Kuru.
Pratishrutam.
Satyam. Kuru pratishrutam satyam. Yattat. Santvayata priyam yattat santvayata priyam priyam cha bhimasenasya priyam cha bhimasenasya panchal Panchalya, mayam, eva, cha, panchalya, mayam, eva, cha,
Sri Bhagavan Uvacha,
Brahma Bandur Nahantavya, Atatthayi Vadarhanaha, Mayaivo Bhayam Amnatam. Paripahi Anushasanam.
Paripahi Anushasanam.
Kuru Pratishrutam Satyam.
Kuru Pratishrutam Satyam.
Yattat Santvayata Priyam.
Yattat Santvayata Priyam.
Priyam cha bhimasenasya.
Priyam cha bhimasenasya.
Panchalya mayameva cha.
Panchalya mayameva cha.
Sri Bhagavan Uvacha.
Sri Bhagavan Uvacha.
Brahma Bandur Nahantavya.
Brahma Bandur Nahantavya.
Atatyai Vidardanaha.
Atatyai Vidardanaha.
Mayaivo Bhayam Atmatam.
Mayaivo Bhayam Atmatam.
Mayaivo bhayam amnatam.
Mayaivo bhayam amnatam.
Paripahyanushasanam.
Paripahyanushasanam.
Kuru pratishrutam satyam.
Kuru pratishrutam satyam.
Yattat santvayata priyam.
Yattat santvayata priyam.
Priyam cha bhimasenasya.
Priyam cha bhimasenasya.
Panchalya mayameva cha.
Panchalya mayameva cha.
Shri Bhagavan Uvacha.
Shri Bhagavan Uvacha.
Brahma Bandur Nahantavya.
Brahma Bandur Nahantavya.
Atatthayi Vadardhana.
Atatthayi Vadardhana.
Mayaivo Bhayam Amnatam.
Mayai Baho Bhayam Amnatam.
Paripahi Anusam Sanam.
Paripayanu Shashanam.
Kuru Priti Shrutam Satyam.
Kuru Priti Shrutam Satyam.
Yatat Sanvakta Yatapriyam.
Yatat Santvayatapriyam. Priyam cha vimasenasya panchalya mayameva cha
Sri Bhagavan uvacha
Brahma bandhur na hantavya Brahma bandhur na hantavya
atatai
vudhardhanaha Mayaevo bhayama natam. Paripayanushashanam.
Kuru pratishutam satyam.
Yatat santvayatapriyam.
Priyam cha
vimasenasya.
Panchalya mahyameva cha.
Panchalya mayameva cha.
Sri Bhagavan
uvacha. Brahma bandur na hantavya. Atatai vadharanaha. Mayaevo bhayam amnatam. Paribhayanushasanam.
Kuru
pratishrutam satyam.
Yatat
sanvayatapriyam.
Priyam
cha vimasenasya.
Panchalya
mahameva cha. Ladies. Sri Bhagavan uvacha. Brahma bandhu na hantavya atatai vadharanaha maya vadhatam paripayanu shashanam
kuru pratishutam satyam
yatat santvayatapriyam Priyam cha vimasenasya
Panchalya mayameva cha
Sri Bhagavan uvacha
Brahma bandhu na hantavya
Atatai vadharanaha
Mayaevo bhayam amnatam
Paripayanushasanam Kuru pratishtam satyam.
Yatat sanvayatapriyam.
Priyam cha
bhimasenasya.
Panchalya mayam eva cha.
Sri Bhagavan uvacha.
The personality of Godhead.
Uvacha
said.
Brahmabandhu,
the relative of a Brahman.
Na,
not.
Hantavya,
to be killed.
Atatai,
the aggressor.
Vada Ardhanaha,
is due to be killed.
Maya,
by me.
Eva,
certainly.
Ubayam,
both.
Amnatam,
described according to the rulings of the authority.
Paripahi,
carry out.
Anushashanam,
rulings.
Kuru,
abide by.
Pratishutam,
as promised by.
Satyam,
truth.
Yattat,
that which.
Vayata,
while pacifying,
Priyam,
dear wife,
Priyam,
satisfaction,
cha,
also,
Bhimasenasya,
of Sri Bhimasena. Panchalya,
Panchalya
of Draupadi.
Mahyam,
unto me also.
Eva,
certainly.
Cha,
and. Translation. The personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna said, a friend of a Brahmin is not to be killed, but if he is an aggressor, he must be killed. All these rulings are in the scriptures, and you should act accordingly. You have to fulfill your promise to your wife, and you must also act to the satisfaction of Bhimasena and me. Purport. Arjuna was perplexed because Ashwatthama was to be killed as well as spared according to different scriptures cited by different persons. As a Brahma Bandhu, or a worthless son of a Brahmin, Ashwatthama was not to be killed, but he was at the same time an aggressor also. And according to the rulings of Manu, an aggressor, even though he be a Brahmin, and what to speak of an unworthy son of a Brahmin, is to be killed. Dronacharya was certainly a Brahmin in the true sense of the term, but because he stood in the battlefield, he was killed. But although Ashwatthama was an aggressor, he stood without any fighting weapons. The ruling is that an aggressor, when he is without a weapon, without weapon or chariot, cannot be killed. All these were certainly perplexities. Besides that, Arjuna had to keep the promise he had made before Draupadi just to pacify her. And he also had to satisfy both Bhima and Krishna, who advised killing him. This dilemma was present before Arjuna, and the solution was awarded by Krishna. Homa jnana timarandasya jnananjana shalakaya chakshuran vaditam jena tasmai shri gurave namaha shri chaitanya manobhishtam stapitam jena bhutale svayam rupa gadamahyam tadapi svapanamitam pandeham shri guru shri uta parakamalam shri gurun vaishnavam shah Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Taham Sajivam Sadvetam Sadvadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakan Vidamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavari Paschatya Deshatarine Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Tinamine Sri Parshabhanavi Devi Dayataya Kripabdaye Krishna Sambandha Vijnana Dayane Prabhave Namaha Madhuryo Jvala Premadya Sri Rupanuga Bhaktida Shri Gaura Karuna Shakti Vigrahaya Namostute Namaste Gauravani Sri Murtaye Dinatarine Rupanuga Virudhapa Siddhanta Dvanta Harine Namo Gaura Kishoraya Sakshad Vairagya Murtaye Vipralambara Sambode Padambu Jayate Namaha Namo Bhakti Vinodaya Sakchidananda Namine Gaura Shakti Swarupaya Rupanuga Varayate Gaura Virbhava Bhumestvam Nirdesasa Jana Priyaha Vaishnava Sarva Bhoma Sri Jagannathayate Namaha Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Krupa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Mahavaranyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaura Tvishe Namaha Panchatatvatmakam Krishnam Bhaktarupa Swarupakam Bhakta Bhataram Bhaktakyam Namami Bhakta Shaktikam Hey Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabando Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Jayatam Surato Pangor Mama Manda Matirgati Matsarva Swapadambo Jau Radha Madana Mohano Divya Vrindaranya Kalpadrumata Srimad Ratnangara Singhasanastau Srimad Radha Srila Govinda Devo Prishtali Bhi Sevya Manusmanami Srimad Rasharasharambi Bhamshivata Tatastitaha Karshan Venu Swaneer Gopir Gopinata Sriye Stunaha Tapta Kanchana Gauranki Radhe Vrindavanishwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamani Hari Priye Vrindai Tulsi Devai Priyai Keshavasyacha Vishnu Bhakti Pradi Devi Sachavachai Namo Namaha Shri Nishringa Jai Nishringa Jai Jai Nanashringa Prahlada Desha Jaya Padma Mukha Padma Bringa Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. The personality of Godhead Sri Krishna said, a friend of a Brahmin is not to be killed, but if he is an aggressor, he must be killed. All these rulings are in the scriptures, and you should act accordingly. You have to fulfill your promise to your wife, and you must also act to the satisfaction of Bhima, Sena, and me. At the beginning of this Bhagavatam, when the sages are speaking to Suta Goswami, they say that they have accepted him as the captain of the ship to take him across this ocean of the age of Kali Yuga. And in all the Shastra, it is recommended that one accept a spiritual authority, a guru, in order to make advancement in the purpose of human life. It's very confusing what to do oftentimes. And this verse is just very helpful because oftentimes we'll be confronted with situations where it's ambiguous of what we should do. And, you know, we go this way and it's wrong, we go that way and it's wrong. We just have to go right down the middle somehow. But how to figure out how to do that is a difficulty unless we take help from spiritual authorities. And I've always found this in my life. I heard one time that if you're in a quandary about something and you're not sure exactly what to do spiritually, you should ask 8 Brahmins. And that usually that number comes out pretty well, because and give it a little time too. You don't have to jump right in and make an immediate decision. But if you consult with spiritual authorities, people who are advanced, especially those who have heard from other authorities, just like there are still with us many devotees who were personally trained by Srila Prabhupada. And in certain circumstances, when we're not exactly sure how to proceed, we can take advantage and call those people, email those people, ask them, and say, well, what did Prabhupada say about this? And what should I do? And almost always they'll come up with some good solution and say, well, in this case, Prabhupada did this, but in that case, Prabhupada did this. And then, by thinking it over and using spiritual intelligence, we can come to the right conclusion and act properly. I've noticed that acting whimsically can be very costly. That it's a lesson to learn in life, actually, that there are 3 kinds of action. There's karma, akarma, and vikarma. And these kinds of activities all have their own results. anyarevuhursambhavad anyarahurasambhavad tishushru madhiranam yenas tadvichachakshare. The wise have told us, those who have learned and who are properly situated in spiritual knowledge have informed us that by serving the Supreme, we get one result, and by serving that which is not supreme, we get a completely different result. And so, vikarmic activities, when we enter into them, can have a drastic adverse result on our life, effect on our life. And that's mercy, because after going through those types of things enough times, a feeling comes into our heart in some lifetime where, as Roberto Duran said when he was fighting Marvin Hagler, no mas. He was getting beat really bad in the ninth round, and he finally just said, no mas. And I always think of those words, no mas, when I'm fighting the material energy. Nishpidyamanam upakarsha vipo prapanam. Prahlad Maharaj said, I'm being crushed by the wheel of time. And then Roberto Duran's words come into my mind, no mas, no mas. No more, I can't take it anymore. So what to do? We have to surrender to the authority and take help from Krishna, from the Bhagavad Gita, from the spiritual master, from the spiritual masters, from those who have been trained by spiritual authorities. And then our life becomes guided properly. And when that happens, we can step carefully and make the right choices. So in this instance, Arjuna is faced with one of these dilemmas. And very subtly, on one side, you're supposed to kill this person. On the other side, everyone's saying, don't kill him. And there's good reason for both. So we'll all come to situations where it looks like we should do both at the same time. So in these cases, we need to muster all of our spiritual intelligence and gather in all the types of help we can from spiritual authority and ask people. You know, say, what should I do in this situation? What would Prabhupada want me to do? What is the right thing to do? And take help. And then make the correct action, as Arjuna will here. He'll go right down the middle. He doesn't kill Ashwatthama, but he does kill him at the same time. And by the grace of Krishna, through Krishna's intelligence, there's always a proper answer. And sometimes we just have to wait for it. But we do have to oftentimes pray for it, because this lifetime, unfortunately, we can't see everything. But Krishna can. Vedaham samatitani vartamanani charjuna vavishani chabutani mam tu vena nakashchana. He says in the Bhagavad Gita, Vedaham samatitani vartamanani charjuna. I know everything that has happened in the past, all things that have happened in the future, all things that are yet to come. But me, nobody knows, Krishna says. So Krishna knows exactly what the result of our activities is going to be, and oftentimes we don't. We don't know exactly what's going to happen when we make some kind of choice, so we should be very careful, because there are consequences to our activities when we make a choice, a certain choice in life. So to always attempt to make the right choice and to find the proper way to step in life is very important, to move ahead properly and not be disturbed in our devotional service. So if we become rightly situated and take help from spiritual authorities, then we'll become properly guided and our life will become auspicious. And another thing I was thinking about is that a devotee should be daksha, or as the Bengali say, daka, right? Dako. That we should become expert. And Prabhupada, so this is one of the qualifications of a devotee, of a Vaishnava, is to become expert. Materialistic people, they become expert in whimsical things, intoxication, and you know, sinful activities. But a devotee is supposed to become expert in service. And Prabhupada once said that we should know everything about something and something about everything. And so we should become serious in our service. Find our service, our niche, where we can be helpful, where we can render some service, and to whatever capacity, and then become expert in that service. And that means first-class service means to figure out, to pray and figure out, what should I be doing? How should I do this properly so that I can please the Lord? And this means that if we're thinking ahead of time how to do our service properly and how to execute it and praying, well, what is the proper way to do this, then before anyone tells us exactly how to do it, we'll be able to figure it out. And this is a first-class servant. And when you're serving someone, if you figure out from their previous desires and movements everything that they want or like or need, and then you do it ahead of time, anticipating what they're going to need or want, that's first class. And you already have it ready. Second class is that you're always ready, and whenever they say, then you do it. And third class is they say it, and then you do it, and then you forget. And then you don't, and then they keep having to, you know, or you do it wrong or something like that. So our satisfaction in life as devotees is to become first-class servants. And by praying to have the intelligence and studying our service very carefully and always analyzing how can I have done it a little bit better, this will keep our mind engaged always in how to advance in our service. Always better service means after we do something, we should look back and say, how did it go? Is there something that I could have done better? And how will I make an improvement the next time? And in this way, gradually, we should become dakol, or expert in our service. As Arjuna is here, you can see that he's analyzing the situation, and he does it very quickly because he sees both sides. You know, Krishna's there with an opinion, others are there with opinions, and then, you know, in 1 second, he decides and cuts. As we'll see in the next verse, he cuts the jewel from the hair of Ashwatthama right down the middle and satisfies everybody. And when we do nice service, we satisfy everybody because we're satisfying Krishna. If we try to improve our service to Krishna, if we're doing deity worship, we should study deity worship. We should become expert. You know, talk to people who know how to do it, have been empowered. Some people are empowered to do certain kinds of service. That somehow they've been given that service and they're specifically qualified for that. So we should take help from them. You know, find out, go to the ends of the earth. It's not very far these days. And ask them, you know, how can I get a little bit better at this service? How can I, you know, what things can I do? If someone says something like, well, I went to this temple and it wasn't very good, you should ask them, what was it about that place that wasn't very good so that I don't do it here? You know, we should be thinking ahead like that, how to become dakol, expert. And if we're doing deity worship, we should ask all those people that we can find about deity worship. How can we refine it? What are the top three things you can tell me to improve my service to the deities? If we're doing cooking, we should ask those people who were trained by Prabhupada, what was Prabhupada's mood in cooking? What did he say? How did he want us to do it? You could ask Shruti Kirti. He was at our house a few weeks ago, and he was saying that when he cooked for Prabhupada, Prabhupada showed how to cook an entire lunch from beginning to end. That is, you know, from walking in the kitchen and getting all the preparation, cooking the whole thing, and having it ready to serve and offer in 45 minutes, including rice, dal, chapatis, and sabji. And it had to be 45 minutes, because that's the way Prabhupada was. You know, everything was right down the center and exactly expert, dako, in the service of Krishna. And so Shruti Kirti was saying how it was very demanding. It was like being an arrow maker. You know, in the 11th canto, there's this great sadhu, and the yadus are traveling, and they find the sadhu, and they're worshiping him, and they say, "Who's your guru?" He said, "I have many gurus." They say, "Well, who are some of them?" And they say, "Well, I have 24. And he starts naming them, the mountain, the trees, the water, and then the arrow maker. And what's the arrow maker? There's the arrow maker sits in the town, and it's very busy, and all kinds of sounds going through the village, but he's sitting there in his little shop, like Lohi Bazaar, you know, where it's really busy, everyone going by. And then, but then, as he's making his arrow, the king and his retinue come through town, and there's elephants and drums and, you know, dancing clowns and all these things. And then all this noise. And then at the end, after the 2 hours, they're going through town, all this, you know, horns blowing and everything. And then the arrow maker's wife comes out and said, "Did you see the king?" He said, "What king?" "I didn't see. There was some king." He didn't notice. Why? He was there making his arrow, and it has to be so straight and perfect that he was so focused on his service of making the arrow straight, he didn't notice the king went by. He didn't see. So the sadhu, he learned this art of concentration on his service to Krishna by observing the arrow maker, that we should be so absorbed in our service that, you know, our boss may be saying this or that, and we're doing our other, the other things in our life are going on. Not that we ignore them, but then they won't disturb us. And we'll become expert at our service to Krishna. And also, to become surrendered to our service. This is, if we find the proper authority and we're in line, then we can feel safe to surrender more and more and become relieved of the burden of material life by giving ourselves in service to the Lord through His chain of command. When Srila Prabhupada was here, sometimes people ask, well, how did he spread the movement so far and wide all over the world? And one answer is because of his surrendered devotees. The devotees who came to Prabhupada, they didn't have any conception other than whatever Prabhupada said, we do now. One time when Prabhupada was preaching in India, he was at a big assembly, and there was some Arya Samaj guy there, and he was challenging Prabhupada. And he was saying, "Oh, we know all these things you're preaching." He said, "Why do you talk to Indians?" He said, "We already know everything here." He said, "Why don't you actually prove yourself and go somewhere where people don't believe in Krishna?" He said, "Why don't you go to preach to the Muslims or Pakistan or something like that?" So he was challenging Prabhupada. Said, and Prabhupada said, "You're challenging us?" And he said, "Yes." And so Prabhupada said, "We will go to Pakistan." So the next day, Prabhupada sent a telegram, one to Gargamuni and the other one to his brother, Brahmananda. They're in different parts of the world. Brahmananda was down in Florida doing some service down there. They were both sannyasis at this time. And so they got this telegram from Prabhupada saying, "Go immediately to Pakistan and preach." Okay. They didn't say, you know, "But Prabhupada," you know. They didn't say anything. Brahmananda, he left the next morning with no money, and he had to beg a flight, you know, to get across the ocean. And he hitchhiked across India until he got to Pakistan. And Gargamuni had money, because Gargamuni always has money. And he got to Pakistan right away. And the time they got there, there was a war starting. And Gargamuni got to the airport in Pakistan, where they'd never seen devotees before, practically. And they didn't want to see him either. And there was no transportation from the airport. And as soon as he got into the airport, he didn't have any way to get to the interior where he was going, so he walked 20 miles as a sannyasi through Pakistan. And by the time he got where he was going, there were thousands of people following him. Just because of such a curiosity, here's this white Hindu walking through Pakistan. Why was he doing that? Because Prabhupada wrote him a telegram and said, "Go to Pakistan." And he said, "I'm going to Pakistan," you know. And that was it. And of course, the way the whole thing turned out was they were harassed. And as it turned out, Prabhupada changed his mind a day or two later. But they were so faithful that they immediately left. They didn't wait for the second telegram or write back to Prabhupada and say, you know, I think there's a war going on, maybe you shouldn't go, something like that. But Prabhupada had reconsidered, sent telegram, and they didn't get it. So they ended up in Pakistan. And Brahmananda said, you know, they would try to have kirtan. They were trying to do what Prabhupada did, you know, sit down and have kirtan in Pakistan. And people were spitting on them, threatening them. They wanted to kill them, all kinds of things. And Brahmananda was thinking, boy, I just want to get out of here. And then there was a newspaper article that came out during this turbulent time in Pakistan that said, 4 Hare Krishna devotees shot. Now, Brahmananda and Gargamuni, they both had one other person with them. I think Pushta Krishna went with one, and somebody else went with the other. And so this, somehow or other, through the press, this newspaper article came out that said 4 Hare Krishnas, Western Hare Krishnas, were shot in Pakistan. And Prabhupada was mortified that, you know, his disciples had been harmed. And then, you know, everyone was trying to find them, and it finally found out that they were okay. And Prabhupada wrote a telegram to them, and it said, come back immediately, A.C. Bhaktivedanta. And Brahmananda said those were the sweetest 5 words he had ever heard in his life. So he immediately came back, and he came to Bombay, where Prabhupada was. And when he came in the room, Prabhupada jumped up from where he was sitting, and he came over and he embraced Brahmananda. And then he said, Prabhupada was like putting his hands all over him like a mother would to a child who had been lost somewhere and suddenly found, you know, after they thought he was dead or something. And he was like, you know, he was so affectionate towards them when they came back, and so relieved that they were safe, that his disciples were safe. But what I, when I hear these stories and remember this mood, that the devotees were so surrendered to the desire of Prabhupada and so faithful that they would execute his order. And Prabhupada used to say, give me 20 devotees that are completely surrendered and I can take over the world. So our only difficulties in life actually come from not being aligned with the purpose of the Lord. And Krishna says as much in the Bhagavad Gita that I will direct you, but if you don't listen to my words, then you'll be lost. So he's directing as the super soul. He's giving us proper direction also if we want it from the Shastra, from the Guru, and from the Sadhus. And so the more we can become expert in following those instructions in our own life, then we become happy. Then actually, you know, for our own benefit, Krishna's telling us in the Bhagavad Gita that the senses, dukkha yonaya evate, dukkha yonaya evate, they're wombs of misery. You know, the contact, yehi samsparshaja bhoga dukkha yonaya evate, adyantavanta kondeya nateshu ramate buddha. An intelligent person doesn't delight in the senses, and because they're the sources of misery. Where does misery come from? Krishna tells us right in the Bhagavad Gita. So if we can take up these instructions, then our life actually becomes auspicious, happy, and our activities become expert. And then our life becomes very valuable. Our very existence, wherever we go, we become very valuable. It says, if we work on ourselves, work on our service, try to improve, then actually we become valuable to everybody. We become valuable to the world. Why was it that all over the world people were clamoring and saying, Prabhupada, could you please come here? Prabhupada, could you please come there? And now there are devotees in the world where people will write and say, could you come here next? Could you come here next? Why? Because they become so valuable. And why are they valuable? Because they become dako, expert in service and surrendered to the order of the spiritual master. If we're not, we may be valuable in a certain circle. But basically, we're another face in the crowd of this world, another face in the crowd. But if we surrender to Krishna, if we actually take up this goal in life to become aligned with the purpose of the Lord and become expert in that, then we become extraordinarily valuable. And that, to have an expert devotee, everybody wants that, everywhere. And so a person like that can make a great impact in the world and in the lives of many others. So here we are, we're all coming together, and our desire is to associate together, to take shelter of Srila Prabhupada's instructions, to take shelter of each other and the guidance that we can get from our from the association here, so that we can become expert in service and execute the will of the Acharyas and of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And if we can do that, even a little bit, as the Bhagavatam says, Lord Brahma says, he mentions a lesha, that if you just get a trace of the mercy of the Lord, leshanu grahita evahi. What is the verse? Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 14, leshanu grahita evahi.
Page
257. What's the verse? Atapite deva padam bhujadvaya. So the lotus feet of the Lord is where we're aiming. And atapite deva padam bhujadvaya. He has two lotus feet. And prashada leshanu grahita evahi. If we just get a trace of that mercy from the lotus feet of Krishna, then janati tatvam bhagavan mahimno, then we can know everything about the Lord. Last line. Nachanya eko picharam vachinvan, which is rarely achieved otherwise, right? Right. So now today, it's this week, Nilesh Prabhu was saying how it's nice to have a whole week before the appearance day of the Lord to prepare and do our service, because it's like we have a running start. And, you know, we've had a few days, we've actually had a week to talk and prepare. We've had meetings by phone, we've been emailing back and forth, everyone's getting ready. Rakshit Prabhu has been working all morning long with others, piling books into his car, out of his car, all these things going on, everyone running around, baking cookies in many different households all over the valley. So many things, you know, to come together to do a yajna, and we think, you know, boy, that's a lot of work. You're just getting a Harinam together is a lot of work, isn't it? You just think, well, let's just go on Harinam. Well, if you want to make it nice, if you want to be dako, and have it look good when you get out there, it takes a lot of work. You have to arrange who's going to bring the table, who's going to bring the books, and it could be a lot better. There are many things that we could do to make it better, and we can think of these things. And so we've been doing that, getting ready for the book distribution, everyone talking about where we're going to go and what's our future going to be. We need to expand into different places. All these things are in service of Gauranga Mahaprabhu for his appearance day. And there's no better activity than this, than to be absorbed somehow or other in doing this activity, which is 100% fully authorized. And not only that, requested by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to go out and distribute the fruits of love of Godhead to others. And it's very rewarding, isn't it? Like the Harinam last night, just seeing those two kids, William and Andrew, come bursting in, and like they're just for hours like Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. It was so satisfying. And then George brought, he told me last night, he said, I can always tell who's a devotee. He was doing some job down here in Silicon Valley, and the receptionist, when he was leaving at this big company where he was working filming some advertisement or something like that, the receptionist, when he was saying goodbye, she went, okay, have a nice day. And he went, wait a minute, what was that? And he went over, you want to come on Harinam? She said, okay. So she came out last night. Julia?
Angela. What's her
name? Angela. She came out and chanted and gave a donation to Akurnath and took books home and, you know, what's to come in other times and places. And many other people came by and bought books and so on and so forth. So it was very auspicious. So does everybody know where they're going today? I don't know where I'm going yet, exactly, but Who's going where? And what do you think? Santa Cruz, same thing, you know. Yeah.
And I said, I don't know if we have any temples in Pakistan. And they said, oh, you do. And I said, no, ISKCON temples, really? And they said, yeah, you do. You have ISKCON temples.
Wow. So whatever Prabhupada ever said came to be, even if he had to retract it a few days later because of a war or something. But someone was pointing out to me recently that, you know, when Prabhupada said, this is going to happen, it would happen. For a while, Russia was seen impenetrable. And just to get a visa to go to Russia was impossible. But by some miracle, Prabhupada was able to get a visa. Shamasundar helped him. And he and Shamasundar went to Russia. And you know those pictures of Russia, those five pictures that are available? That was from some old crummy camera that had five pictures in it. Each picture turned out perfectly, like a masterpiece, you know, from an old brownie crummy camera. And just by Prabhupada going there for a few days and then coming back, and having the desire that Krishna consciousness spread there, it sprung up all over Russia. Now there are thousands of Russian devotees. In fact, all you see everywhere is Russian devotees when you go to Mayapur. And Japan, same thing. He was sitting in Vrindavan thinking about Japan. And he thought, I want to go to this convention for the cultivation of human spirit. And he couldn't go. But he had the desire to go there. And he wrote a book just for it. And now, Japan, there's books all over Japan, there's devotees all over Japan, Satyadev's in Japan. And he'll probably stay there for the rest of his life, you know, preaching, because Prabhupada had a desire that it would happen. And Prabhupada had the desire that in America, people especially get this knowledge and become Krishna conscious, because America's a leader. So we're actually, you know, riding on the desire of Srila Prabhupada that this message be preached all over America. And Lord Chaitanya said it. He said the Indians would do it, or they should preach all over the world. So here you all are. You know, somehow or other, you've become situated here. Krishna has put you here for one reason or another. For, you know, some thought they were coming for work or to make money or who knows what. But actually the reason you're here is to spread Lord Chaitanya's movement, because he said it. He said that the Indians, those Bharata Bhumite Hoyla Manasa Janmajar Janmasarta Kari Kara Para Upakar. They should do Upakar for the whole world and spread Krishna consciousness. So, what can we say? We're in the right place, right time, right circumstances, right association. So, Kurnas going to Pakistan. And where's everybody else going? And what do you think about today? Do you have any advice? Does anybody have any advice for us about how we should think and how we should succeed today? I mean, what should we do to have success today? Anybody want to say? Give us some advice. Somebody must have some inspiration, realization about how it's going to go or what they're thinking or how they've been praying.
Not worry about Lakshmi today, because I think we are already halfway.
We're more than halfway. We're at...
can concentrate more on books.
Yeah, could give out the mercy. That's good. I just, you know, when Guru Kripa had... Yes?
Some advice from Lord Jagannath. Smile.
Smile. Nice. Don't be attached to the results. Just go do the best you can. Smile. What else? That's some good advice. Yes?
If you're not expert, follow those who are.
If you're not expert, follow those who are. Nice. That's the best way to become expert, the quick way. Find somebody who's expert and just follow them around, hang on them, find out what they do. Do it like they do. That's the easy way to become expert. Yes?
Approach everyone without hesitation.
Approach everyone without hesitation or without limitation, you said? No restriction. A good way to control the mind, right? Just approach everybody. And that's nice advice. Become expert. Just no restriction. Approach everybody.
And just to add to Balavaran Prabhu's statement, Mahaprabhu says, Uttama Adama Kichana Bashibo, that he never even discriminated anybody who is elevated or who is degraded. He just went and gave it. So we'll take that move and just go and approach anybody and everybody, thinking who are fit, who are not fit. We don't know.
Nice.
We don't want to.
Nice.
Pray to be an instrument.
Yeah. It's good to keep the mantra going to do that. And if you keep the Maha Mantra going all the time when you're out there, don't get mental and think, well, this is some kind of a, I have to become, readjust my my technique or something like that. It's not about that. It's about your what's coming from your heart. And so if you keep the Maha Mantra going and pray to be an instrument, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, all the time, before, while, during, every time, keep the mantra going and pray to be an instrument, then we'll be in the proper attitude. Nice. What else?
Bring a party in L.A. and I get frustrated. You tell me to just go and chant to the Panchatattva, just focus on the disciplined succession.
Nice.
And just repeat it over and over in your head, and then go back again.
Good. In fact, I heard one of the first book distributors, Sarvabhauma, taught me when he first came to San Francisco, and he was the biggest book distributor in San Francisco at the time. He had distributed 5 big books. And we had an itch to go see the whole temple to find out how he did it. And then he taught us the method. He said, you pray to Prabhupada. All right, I'm going to pray to Prabhupada. So I got a stack of 40 books, and I put them out in the garage where we were staying. That was the Bhakta room. And then I stacked them up, and I'd sit there, and I'd chant my japa to those 40 books. And I'd, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. I was praying, Krishna, show me how to distribute these 40 books. And I was praying to Prabhupada, could I distribute these 40 books? And then after a while, he showed me all the right people came. So this is good. Pray to Panchatattva, pray to Prabhupada. This is what's necessary for all of our service. But today we can pray like that. What else should we do? Prasadam, we can take shelter of prasadam. Nice lunch prasadam today. I heard there's a banana bread in there. So that's one thing, I can't wait till lunch.
That worked for me last night. I distributed a book and I talked to this person forever, and then they said, oh, I'll come back later. So I snuck one of the cookies. It helped me to relax a little bit, and then eventually I ran into somebody and they took a book.
So you took prasadam and it got you fortified?
Yeah. I took actually more than one because it was really good.
That's a good technique, definitely. Just keep your cheeks full.
Also, one good example, yesterday I think most people are not there. Beginning, there was a person who is disturbing. Hey, what is this you really
have? Yeah.
What is the purpose? He's smoking and throwing with...
Drunk. Drunk is a skunk.
Too many things. But later on, at least, Prabhuji started nursing a prayer. And immediately, within 2 minutes, he left.
2 seconds. You know, he came over. He was so drunk. And he was like, he looked like he wanted to fight. He goes, I'm drunk and I'm Irish, and you guys... Yeah, and he was right in Jagat Jivan's face and the whole thing, and he really looked like he wanted to fight, you know, and start something. And so we were chanting Hare Krishna, and all of a sudden we changed the whole mantra to Namaste Narasimhaya. And Satyadev Prabhu was telling me on the way home, he was saying, I was wondering how long it would take him to leave when we started chanting that, and it really took about 2 to 5 seconds, didn't it?
Yes. Wow.
Namaste. First, second line, all of a sudden, for looked like no apparent reason, he just kind of turned around and walked away.
Do you mind if I say something about that? Yesterday, I was reading the Chaitanya Bhagavat, and I was reading the Madhya Leela, where Madhaya and that whole transaction happened with Nityananda. And I kind of felt when that happened yesterday that I brought it on. Because I read it right before I left, and I said, wouldn't it be interesting if I ran into a drunk?
Krishna fulfills all desires, so be careful what you desire.
I felt bad for him. Yeah. I just wanted to give him the holy name. I thought of Nityananda and how he went back the next day, even though, you know, he was being told, oh, why did we do that? Why did we do that? You know, the day before, and he went back anyway.
So, wow.
And they both became devotees.
Got everything but a pot over the head yesterday. You were going to say, Gaurav?
I was saying that I was remembering this verse from Lord Chaitanya. Nadhanam nadhyanam nasundarayam. Something that you can really get.
A meaning?
Oh, Almighty Lord, I have no desire to accumulate wealth, nor do I desire beautiful women, nor do I want any number of followers. I want only your causes, devotional service, but
oh, nice. As a preparing our consciousness, the prayer like that. Nice. And it's true, too. All the devotees here, everyone's going out just to do service, service for service sake. So it's very, very sweet. And I've just seen over the last few days, people are writing in from other places who are, you know, reading the postings that we're getting ready for the Sankirtan, and people are appreciating. So we're very fortunate to be here. And somehow or other, you know, Sri Sri Radha Madan Mohan have come here to this place. They're from Vraj, but they're here in Silicon Valley in this little building. And Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Lakshmi Nrsingadev, they've actually manifested here. So that means there's something big's going to happen here. I mean, they don't come for no reason. This is a momentous occasion. So we're all part of that. And what we're doing today, every single thing counts. Every time you meet somebody, give them the holy names and prasadam, a book, you're changing the course of the universe. It's divine intervention. And it's directly in line with the process of that Lord Chaitanya asked us to carry out. And so we should go with full gusto, remember all the things that we heard from all the devotees here. As Prabhupada said, when Gopavindapal and some of the early book distributing teachers, they came to Prabhupada in Vrindavan and they said, Prabhupada, should we have classes where we show techniques and one person approaches the other and sort of, you know, show how to do it and everything like that? And Prabhupada said, it was a little artificial. And he said, you teach them one thing. They teach them how to be sincere. And then he made a big sweeping motion with his hand. He said, if you teach them to become sincere, then the Supreme Teacher will show them how to do it. So if we become sincere in our endeavor, you know, keep chanting Hare Krishna, control the mind, and go out and just be sincere to do some service, nadhanam najanam nasundarim, with no expectation, then Krishna will give us all intelligence of how to do this. And, you know, the lines and everything aren't as important as your enthusiasm. When we were in Chicago O'Hare Airport years ago, we didn't have very many lines that we used. And to talk to businessmen, we had one technique that I used over and over again for years when I worked in that airport. That floor was smooth, and we wore these shoes, like business shoes, that were smooth on the bottom. So I used to get a running start, and I'd like run a little bit, and then I'd slide into people, and it's like, you know, hi, where are you coming from? You know, and they'd stop and say, Iowa or something. I'd shake their hand and say, nice to see you. Take a look at this book. And I say, these are books about love of God, meant to wake up our pure love for God. You believe in God, don't you? And they go, yeah. And I go, we just asked for a donation because we're trying to spread pure love for God. It became known as the God line. And it was just one simple thing, but it was based on the fact that, you know, I felt happy. I was happy to be in the temple, happy to be with devotees, happy to be on Sankirtan. And I didn't have to tell them a lot of philosophy, you know, explain this, that, and the other thing. They just felt the enthusiasm, and they'd say, okay, I'll buy a book. So it's really based on our, you know, heart and our conviction. So just be sincere. And we already have, towards our goal, about $2,500 somehow or other have rolled in over the last over the last week, miraculously. And so we only have $3,500 to go. Hari Bol. For a new world record. So be sincere. Just don't worry about results, but really do big. And do as many books as you can. That 1,002 or whatever we put up there was just, you know, we didn't, you know, that wasn't... do as many books as you can, because we have lots of books. Give people more. You know, when they buy a book, give them special package deals. Give them extra, you know, mercy. And get people's names, too. Write them down. Don't give the card and think they'll call us back, because they're too busy. But get their names, and we'll call them back. Write them a personal letter, personal note. Make notes about who you met and who they were. And when you come home, one good thing that you can do is if you write a personal note to the people you wrote, you met. You can just write a postcard. It costs 24 cents. And just say, hi, it was nice to meet you out there. I've been doing that lately, and I think it has a really good effect to write personal letters to people. And then you can submit the emails and stuff to put on the general list. But to get something personal will be really nice, because we want to bring more people into the Sankirtan party.
Raksha Prabhu. Also, just as a reminder, it's a technical thing that if you write a credit card slip, please tell the person that they will be billed by MTC Services. Because even though sometimes you fill out complete information, the slip comes back. There is a charge back. The person was charged, and the person didn't understand what the charge was because they are billed by MTC. So you must impress upon them that for this, what you have paid, you will get a bill in your credit card statement by MTC Services San Diego. And then the other three, which was on the email that was sent a couple of weeks ago, to remember to take down their name, the credit card number, the expiration date. That's very important. If you don't have the expiration date, it comes back to us. It doesn't get processed. And that they should sign the credit card slip, and then you can fill out the details, the book, CD, and the amount. And if you are a group leader, somebody in your group is doing it, see to it that you check it out, especially with a credit card slip. Because even if it's a $5 charge and it comes back to us, MTC charges us $25 penalty for chargeback.
Wow.
That's what happens. It's very difficult to go back to the person then to remind us. These are some essentials then.
Good to get their phone number, right?
A phone number, yes. Signature, expiration date, credit card number, their name, and phone number.
Also, one suggestion for that, in case whenever we are getting the credit card, we can give a slip, the receipt through that, and there you can be in attendance on the MTC charge.
Write it on there.
Yes.
When you're giving them their receipt, write MTC really big and bring their attention.
There is a copy there for the customer. Give them a customer copy, yes.
And write on it MTC, just remind them. Yeah,
MTC.
Good. You were going to say? Okay. Any other technical things? Okay.
Really small,
yes.
Announcement regarding this concert. Already published. I want to give everyone who is going to Indian Rosary Store to put one.
Which date is it?
April 15th.
April 15th, which is a Thursday.
A Sunday.
It's a Sunday. April 15th. Okay. Bali Mardan Prabhu has all kinds of programs all over the city. Dances, college preaching. So we'll have these to put up at the stores when you get there. Thank you very much. Okay. And last but not least, be kind to everybody. Just Krishna wants us to be a kind friend to all living entities. So treat everybody with respect. Don't condescend. Be friendly. Leave everyone with a good impression. This is always our first goal. Leave each person better than you found them. You know, with a smile on their face. Don't push. Don't force anybody. Let them come to you. You know, be friendly and show them the information and things, but if they're not ready now, you can let them go. Someone else will come. Some motorcycle gang will come along and get interested and want to buy books and everything like that. Krishna will send them to us if we keep chanting. Keep the chanting going. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki jai, Gopurni Monthly Sankirtan Festival ki jai, Team ISV ki jai, Gopri Manandi, Hari Hari Bo. And we'll just have prasadam straight away so everyone can get ready to go out.